Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. So today I want to ask you a question. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all the information? Meaning, there's a ton of information out there from online books, courses, classes, programs, podcasts, workshops, friends, peers, coworkers, and the list goes on and on. I mean, you could find anything and everything on the internet to social media. It becomes like, oh my goodness, where to begin? Like, you're just trying to find one thing and it leads to another. And it's this whole rabbit hole of which way do we go? So that's the question I'm asking you. And the reason I am asking that is because I have been in a place that no matter where I'm at, I am curious to learn something and I want to grow and I want to figure things out. So I turn, just like everyone else, to probably Google or social media and start typing things in. But the reality is that we live in such a world that's overflowing with self-improvement, advice, tips, strategies, tricks, and a bunch of wellness trends. It can feel overwhelming and confusing. It's easy to get sucked into the vortex of information overload, feeling paralyzed by all the shoulds, the oughts, and in most cases, just overwhelmed. So much so that we end up not taking action. And isn't that the complete opposite of what we're trying to achieve here? But the good news is, because I feel like I shortcutted a lot of this for you guys, because I have learned so much. And this is what the podcast is for. It's about helping you cut the suck from where you're at today to where you want to go and bringing in real life applications, resources, tools, and tips and tricks that have actually been proven to work. And that's really what this whole, number one, the podcast is about, but this episode in particular. And the goal of that is not to make you feel overwhelmed, but again, to provide knowledge and information that is easy to digest, that feels practical, and ways that you can start implementing and taking action today. And I think that's the biggest part of producing content, is to help you shortcut everything that you're going through as much as possible. So if we haven't yet covered these topics throughout the tons of episodes that we've already got, I would love to hear from you. So you can message me. And if there's an area that you're like, hey, I need help on this area, or I've been looking into X, Y, and Z, just let me know, because we will create that content for you. But anyway, a side tangent there, because I want to dive into some of today's topic, which is talking about taking those first steps and taking action to achieve your goals. And this focus has been really about our health and wellness. And that's really where the Confident Woman and the Fit From Within philosophies come in. I believe that providing simple yet practical tools to serve as a step-by-step approach to create and maintain that lasting change within. The whole goal of this is to help you radically transform your life and create that healthy and sustainable lifestyle so you can start setting yourself up for success, building a healthy and well-being from the inside out, and taking that whole fit from within approach, which is built on our four pillars, which are our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health and well-being. When we think of health and well-being, or even fitness for that aspect, we tend to think externally, that we start with the physical and we forego or neglect the inner fitness, which is really the backbone, the foundation, the premise to which we build everything upon, from our mental, emotional, and our spiritual. So now that we hear the phrase mind, body, and soul quite often in especially health and wellness, but taking that fourth component, tying it all in together, we again hit all four, which becomes the pillars to building a foundation. Think again as a table, a chair, a house. They have four corners, four points, right? To build stability upon. So beyond the mind, body, and soul, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health and well-being. So before we dive in, I want to share just a few ways that can help you cut through that noise and begin to start taking action. Number one, focus on progress, not perfection. I know that we hear this and it sounds pretty cliche and pretty straightforward, but that really serves as a reminder to forget the all or nothing mentality and that approach. Because when we find ourselves white knuckling and having to think our way through our situations, or that we have to muster up enough strength or willpower to stick with a diet or a program or the book that we're reading or whatever it is in life, right? Focus on the progress. The progress will change day to day. However, perfection, we know that we might hit something perfectly today, maybe tomorrow, third day, fourth, and so on. We know that perfection is just not sustainable. So forgetting that all or nothing mentality and allowing us to focus on what we call getting fit from within. The getting is the journey. It's the process. It's the doing. It's the work, right? Getting fit from within, which encourages sustainable habits and progress over perfection. And how we do that is helping to break down those goals into manageable steps, making it easier to get started and stay motivated. In addition, there's actionable guides and templates, things that through the Confident Woman, as the lifestyle media brand that we are beyond just this podcast. We're so much more than, you know, these weekly episodes. We provide the tools and the resources and the community aspect of it to help you create lasting change within and set you up for success to create a life that you absolutely love. So again, we don't just throw this information at you. We're actually providing downloadable guides, worksheets, templates, courses, programs, podcasts, and of course my books. But when you're under the Confident Woman, the whole holistic approach is focused on becoming that better version of you each and every day. So everything that we create is geared towards the holistic health and well-being. And we have, you know, practical exercises, prompts, guides, tools, all that stuff. And these resources really do translate theory into action, helping to guide you throughout your journey. In addition to a couple that I had mentioned, focusing not on progress, but perfection, and then also the guides and templates that we offer in The Confident Woman, we also have the community support. So not only are you not alone in this journey, you also have like-minded individuals that are also on a same or similar path as you. We all are shooting for that destination to become our best and most confident selves. We're shooting to become the Confident Woman. And the reality is the Confident Woman is the destination, but we both know we never arrive. It's a constant work in progress. That's why the Confident Woman, she's in all of us. She's the embodiment of this lifestyle. And we offer that in the Confident Woman Collective, which is a space to connect with like-minded women who are implementing such principles as the Fit From Within philosophies to the community support and this ongoing commitment to growth and bettering ourselves each and every day. And through that, we share experiences, challenges, and success that help keep you and others accountable and motivated to continue this journey and taking action. And that's why making fit from within your very own. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to well-being. In fact, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to anything in life. You know, we look outside ourselves for the answers, but the truth is we already have the answers within us. And for us to extract that and become our best and most confident selves, sometimes, to be honest, it just takes some trial and error. You just got to give things a go, test the waters, give it a shot. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, discard it. And that's the beauty of Fit From Within. It's flexible. It's meant to bend and sway with you. It's there for you to take as you need and shelf what you don't. But we just here provide the framework, the tools, and the resources, but you get to choose the specific strategies that work best for you. So here are a few tips to help customize that whole Fit From Within philosophies and approach to for you and your journey. And here's the first one, which is identify your priorities. What aspects of your well-being need the most attention right now? Is it stress management? Is it improving your sleep, or better yet, the quality of sleep? Is it setting boundaries? Is it about feeding and nourishing your body with whole, real, healthy foods? Not the processed stuff that sometimes, you know, it's quick and easy, I get it. But does it make you feel good after you eat? How is your body responding? And are we moving our physical bodies? Are we caring for our bodies in a way that makes us feel loved and cared for? Also, when we are looking to start something new, start small. Don't try to overhaul your life overnight. We know, again, like I said at the beginning, it's not about mustering up the strength or the willpower, but it's about being smart and strategic and starting out small. Those small steps, those micro steps, will lead to the big macro steps. And when we can look back at our progress throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the months, throughout the years, we can see all those small steps build up. And why we choose the small steps is because those are maintainable and sustainable. And there's going to be times when, like, we take little baby steps, and sometimes we take big giant leaps. It's just the way progress is. Progress is not linear. It's a big old scribbly mess. So we have to choose one or two of those actionable steps that we can start implementing this week, right? Start taking action today and celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and the gradual build upon those steps will lead to the success that you have set out to achieve, whether that's success in creating a healthy body and feeling that it is now being loved and cared for. It could be success as far as setting and achieving those goals that you have for perhaps getting better quality of sleep, to finding ways to minimize and mitigate our stressors, to manage our emotional and mental health and well-being. We can also find inspiration. Finding inspiration, so whether that comes through your own stories, hearing other people's stories, those success stories, finding inspiration through the podcasts, through programs, books, things like that, that as we're looking for this information, kind of tweak our mindset going into whatever we're going into, from information to inspiration. And you'll start to notice a difference of how you actually take in and digest the content that you do consume. It was a little trick that I had done in my, you know, when I was trying to learn something new, and that information to inspiration opened the door for curiosity and wonderment, which actually made it interesting and fun to explore some new and creative ways. So again, finding that inspiration through stories, shared experiences. And if you're looking for more of that, we have inside the Confident Woman Collective. We are surrounded by content and community and conversations and collaborations and all the things that really are meant to surround yourself with motivation to keep you engaged and inspired and moving forward to set those or accomplish those goals that you had set. So by taking action and focusing on your day-to-day progress, you create a system, a practice, a lifestyle that you can sustain for the long haul. And through that, you're holding yourself accountable through the Fit From Within foundational pillars and the principles. So you can go from feeling overwhelmed with information to start to create a happier, healthier, and more confident version of you. So that's the pretty cool thing, that if anything you get out of what you set your goals for, that your outcome should become a better version of you, regardless of hitting that big success milestone achievement, whatever that is. Because when you commit to something, you are the progress. You are the successes along the way. So remember, knowledge is power, but action is key. Don't get lost in the information overload, and don't get lost in trying to be all the things or do all the things at once. We have to be smart in setting those small micro steps and strategic steps to get to the bigger, loftier goals that we have in life. So here again at The Confident Woman, we're here to help you take action, make you feel that you've got that information, and you can step fully into becoming your best and most confident self. And if you are curious to learn more about what we offer at The Confident Woman or The Collective or even about Fit From Within, be sure to check the show notes below or head on over to my website, iamrachelbrooks.com. And of course, everything will be there. Everything will be provided in the show notes below. And if you ever want to chat and have some questions, be like, yeah, I listen to this podcast and I'm still a little bit overwhelmed. Please help me. Shoot me a DM, message me, email me. My lines are open. My whole goal here is to help you get unstuck and set those goals for yourself that set you up for success and becoming a better version of you. So until next time, take care. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.